When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey!
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Buongiorno!
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I was looking over some travel itineraries on a couple websites, and a couple countries came to mind that I thought would be fun to visit. And you know, I was just thinking, nothing could really go wrong with that. England, for whatever reason, is a top contender at this point in time.
England, Europe?
Yeah, you know, also known as the UK, Great Britain. It's got a bunch of names.
Why does it have so many names? That seems confusing right from the get-go.
It would be nice if people would use common lingo for that, I agree.
It's a really good representation of what can just go wrong with, you know, like empire building and when countries decide they're just going to take things over. Because one of the reasons why it's so confusing is because it means all different things. So if you say Great Britain, that means something entirely different from England, which means something entirely different from the United Kingdom. So, I mean, like when you give all those terms and they refer to different parts and different bits and like some with, you know, certain islands and some without and some, you know, just like the main island proper of England and Scotland and some that it's too much. It's too much. It doesn't make any sense and it's hard to keep straight. And then you go and you say the wrong thing and people laugh at you.
But England's the one with like Great Ben, right? Like that's England.
Big
with,
Ben.
With London and whatnot.
Yes.
Is Big Ben pretty great?
I don't know. I've never actually seen it, but I hear it's a clock, so...
I mean, it sounds fantastic. Biggest clock that I know of.
Nobody uses clocks anymore. They should replace it with a big cell phone.
I built a Lego version of it, so I have a Lego version of Big Ben in my living room. So
does
technically
it tell
time? You could just... Yeah, and it's like, wait... No, it doesn't tell time, but I mean, who needs that? That's why you have, like...
I mean, it's right twice a day.
That's why you have a phone. But, I mean, it'd be cheaper to visit me than...
It's true.
It would
be significantly
England, so.
Cheaper to visit Chrissy.
Okay,
you guys can come see Big Ben at my house.
Remember, be sure to book travel to Chrissy's house, local international airport, for all of your Big Ben viewing needs.
Yes.
Miniaturized Big Ben viewing needs.
Better than Britain. Before you go, be sure to pick up Rick Steves' Guide to Chrissy's House.
Wait, I thought that was England. Where's Britain?
See, it's so confusing. It's so confusing.
Is Britain when Scotland and England smooched?
Maybe. I don't know.
Smooched?
I know that there's some things with, like, the islands that are around England, like the Isle of Wight and the Isle of Man, like some of those.
Is there an Isle of Wight, man? Because I want to protest that right now.
I mean, I guess if they, like, the right kind of earthquake happened, they might get close. I don't actually know. I have no idea where they are in relation to each other.
We all agree we're confused.
Yes, super confusing.
So
there's a YouTube video, I'm sure.
It will confuse you.
As to which island you're going to. Be careful so you don't end up on the wrong one.
Also, yeah, because see, then that's the other thing is that you're on an island, but there are islands off the island, and there's just,
Be careful which island you're going to.
Like fractals.
So let's go instead a little bit farther east. Let's go to France. There's a lot less islands in France and a lot more just everything.
And so much cheese.
And delicious wine.
Do you know what happens when you travel to your digestive system? Like
I've never traveled to
my digestive system. I've never traveled to your digestive system. Is that also an option if we visit your
home? That's actually, yeah. It's with the magic school bus.
Oh, I
see. And you get on and there's...
Once again, we're going to miniaturize versions of how we're going to explore things in Christie's magical kingdom.
Oh, yeah, Rick Steves says it's pretty rough in there, so wear a money belt.
Yes, it is pretty rough because, you know, the mean streets of my intestines. But
seriously, I've been told to duck a lot in there.
Little orphans running by, pickpocketing.
When you travel, your digestive system tends to have issues.
Come with me and you'll see.
And if you're already having digestive issues and then you go to a country with that much amazing cheese and all you eat is cheese, it's gonna cause some issues.
Some blockage?
Yes.
I've always been warned not to just eat cheese.
That's why so many French wear berets. They're like air sickness bags for your butt.
Come again?
A beret is an emergency diaper.
I see.
You know, my sister went to France when I was young, and she... That was a really good pun. She brought me back a beret, and I didn't get it at the time, but now I do. It was an insult.
We were also supposed to have the baguettes, right? Like, that's like the cleanser, kind of scrapes you clean.
Like a corn cob.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's just adding carbs into the problem. It's just making things worse, really.
And the wine's dehydrating you.
It's, yeah.
You're just going to have to be careful with what you eat when you visit France, is what I'm hearing, even though there's lots of delicious options.
Yeah.
And be careful when you see a whole bunch of berets, I guess, because...
And probably don't borrow anybody else's beret.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say hat sharing is a definite no-no at that point in time.
You thought lice was the worst it can get.
Yeah. That'd never get clean. Now, while we have that horrible image in our mind, thank you, Jeremiah. Going on to Germany, also known for its delicious things to eat and drink and wonderful things to see at this time.
I have always wanted... My family comes from Germany on both my mom's side and my dad's side. And so I've always wanted to visit Germany, but I've never actually been there. And there's a part of me that's a little bit hesitant because I hear it's so amazing that you might not want to leave. And that could be a problem, especially, say, you know, if you have kids that are still living in another country that you're supposed to be taking care of and nurturing into adulthood.
Well, good news, it's very hard to get a work visa in Germany.
Oh, well,
so unless you married a German, you would not be able to stay.
Do you know any Germans looking to get married?
I don't know.
All right. Hello, if there are any Germans looking to be married, we are interested in traveling to Germany, maybe for a long period of time. Please contact us at WGWpodcast.
I don't think we should go forward with this. This is a bad choice.
And just let me and Chrissy know.
Nope, rationality going in here. Nope.
You can marry one or both of us as long as we get visas.
I don't know they allow dual marriages, Jeremiah.
There's only one way to find out.
It's true.
I guess that's true. Beyond looking online and seeing what the laws are.
Fine. Also, hey, doesn't Black Forest ham come from Germany?
Ooh, I can't eat ham.
Well, the Black Forest gummy bears do for sure.
So I feel like if I was a ham and I was in Germany and I didn't have to be Black Forest ham, I would be disappointed. Because how can you compete with Black Forest ham if you're just like ham from somewhere else in Germany?
Generic ham.
Generic German ham.
Sad. It doesn't have the same ring to it.
That's
for sure.
So sad. I feel really sad for that ham. And I couldn't even comfort it by putting it in my belly because it would make me sick. So it's depressing.
I feel like this has turned into a very food-focused episode for some reason.
Well, why else do you travel? I mean, I know that there's like culture and what, but I mean like food, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, you can get most of that food just statewide.
It is not the same.
No, not the same.
I mean,
please tell me, what's the difference?
There's a decent amount of like German food that I can get from family recipes, but also my family now is all like, no butter, no salt, no anything good. So most of like the really good food that like my family made when I was little, we don't actually eat anymore. And so I feel like I would have to go to actual like Germany to get good German food.
Yeah, for some reason, eating at a restaurant or somewhere where they make a living wage and they have socialized medicine feels a lot easier than going to a random restaurant in America where those things aren't necessarily true.
We just like to Americanize like every food in the on the planet. Like we're like, hey, stick some cheddar on it, and then that'll make it better. And that's not always true.
I thought that's what we were doing in France.
Well, you know, different cheese.
Oh, okay.
But if we were going to have like French cheese in America, it would be like, hey, take that amazing stinky cheese and put some cheddar on it, and then it would be, yeah. See, it's just that's what we do. We stick some cheddar on it.
It's a fromage party.
All right, we're going to leave cheese country at this point in time, and we're going to travel to Brazil. Different environment, a lot warmer.
So that means the cheese is softer?
I don't think Brazil's known for its cheese.
We had an exchange student from Brazil when I was in, like, junior high, I think. Mm-hmm. I was, like, 13. And, she taught me how to say avocado, which I can no longer say, but because she taught me how to say avocado, I'm guessing they have avocados.
They do have avocados.
And also, it seemed like where she was from, there was a lot of seafood. So, you know, we could talk about what can go wrong with seafood if it's not properly prepared. But I don't think that's Brazil specific.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's piranhas in Brazil. If you were trying to catch fish and accidentally got a piranha.
Ooh.
And then all of its piranha buddies decided to join in and eat you. That would be a bummer.
I mean, it just takes one with piranhas.
Coffee, right? Brazil's big on coffee.
Yep.
They're a big coffee exporter.
And so I guess that you could get a pretty severe caffeine addiction.
I'm sure there are many things that you could become potentially addicted to.
You could order an Americano and get beat up.
Oh, there's also that whole thing where the Olympics are there this year, and it's, you know, lots of bad things with
construction
and
gentrification,
inequality, and
corruption.
It's not great.
Worker fatalities.
It makes me really sad because I just feel like there's so much potential for the idea of the Olympics to do good things for countries, but it seems like generally it just tends to go in and really hurt people who don't have much money, which is sad.
Well, hopefully it
creates more inequality.
Long-term benefits after the event.
I think they've done many studies and found that is not the case. But yeah. We're still rooting for you, Brazil.
They could still be the first. Has to start somewhere.
Go Brazil. We're rooting for you.
Totally.
Football. It's like soccer, but better.
Isn't it exactly soccer?
It is.
It's better.
Okay. I know nothing about soccer.
Let's cap off this whirlwind journey of, so far, I guess, food choices in India.
Ooh. I like Indian food a lot.
Yeah. So I think one of the big tourist destinations in India, for a number of reasons, is the Ganges. And that's a sacred river that's supposed to be sacred and stuff. But a lot of people go to it, and it's pretty gross. I think the Ganges River dolphins are extinct now. And the river's full of poop and stuff.
Well, unfortunately, when you don't have a lot of good sanitation systems and beret systems for backup, also, India's, you know, pretty populated in a small amount of space.
I am thinking about India and things that can go wrong and things like sacred rivers and things that places like we as a country tend to ignore. Like we're not great at keeping things sacred, right? So like we like to just build over things or ignore them or walk on things that shouldn't be walked on. And it's a concern of mine going to countries that do have a lot more spirituality than our country, that I will accidentally like just super insult somebody because I just don't understand the idea of keeping things sacred and such quite as well. And so I could see that even with like sacred rivers or whatever, like, walking in them incorrectly or just that's scary to me because I don't want to offend people.
Yeah,
to me, that's like the worst thing that could happen while I was traveling is that I would offend people in the country that I was traveling in because I didn't understand the culture. That's like scary to me.
Step one, have to talk to people, and then step two, offend them.
Yeah.
Those two things.
How to be a bad tourist, 101.
And it's like so scary to me. To me, that's the worst thing that could happen in any country that I went to, is that I would just say or do the wrong thing because I grew up in this fumbling country of...
It seems as long as you go with the right intent, that you would be forgiven in that regards, and, you know, maybe just keep a wary eye about to see what's going on, what everyone else is doing.
That's why I always take a travel buddy and I just kind of like walk behind them and let them like do all the talking, and I just kind of peek over their shoulder every now and then, like, oh, hey, yeah, no, I'm here, but like I let them be the fall guy.
Blaze the trail.
Blaze the trail. Not yeah. Fall guy was not what I meant at all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Not a goat. Nope.
No, I might have to try that with my new German husband when we go to India.
Yep. A lot closer, a lot easier. Should probably know a little bit more about the area, I imagine.
This is going to work out.
Yeah, I think this plan that you both have is great and you should execute. But with that, I think that's all the time we have for tonight. So why don't you two give our audience your fond farewells?
Good night, you all. Have fun traveling the world. Be careful not to offend people. And also don't eat cheese.
And if you do eat cheese, make sure that it's been properly stored. You know the provenance of your cheese. That you pair it well with a nice bread and gentle wine that really brings out the flavor in that cheese.
I always vote eat the cheese, but do what you will. Thanks for listening.